Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It was on this date in 1889. You might remember where you were when the first jukebox made its debut at the Palais Royal Saloon in San Francisco.
What year?
1889.
That's a lot earlier than I would have thought for that.
The machine was an Edison phonograph modified with a coin slot installed inside an oak cabinet.
And a guy had to crank on it?
Ian played records.
Yeah. It was a 25-pound sulfuric acid battery.
First song.
Provided electricity.
To play the jukebox, because that's how far away it was.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds safe. Yeah. A sulfuric acid battery powering the jukebox. What could go wrong in that bar?
And how many minutes into this thing did the first guy go, Jesus, this song? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God.
Who played B-11?
Yeah, does it say what it was loaded with?
Yeah.
It could only play one wax cylinder at a time, and it had to be changed by hand.
Scott Joplin or something like that? Was it?
No. That might have been
earlier.
That was pre-Joplin. Yeah.
It was pre-Joplin, you're right.
Mozart.
Yeah.
Now, amplification had not yet been developed. So you had to stick your ear up to a listening tube.
Yeah. Oh. Huh. The cone.
Move over. I want to listen. Yeah. Yeah, we're lucky we were born when we were, by the way. We got to enjoy a lot more. And they'll say that in the future.
Referred to his machine as the nickel in the slot phonograph, which turned into the Nickelodeon, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, Nickelodeon. I never knew that. Right. I was this day age.
And the Nick Jr.
When I heard Nickelode. Oh.
A man who spent 2 years locked up in Hawaii State Hospital.
Which island?
Is filing a federal lawsuit against several government agencies. Lawyers for Joshua, let's go with Spriesterbach, said their client was wrongfully arrested into the hospital because of mistaken identity. The lawsuit says the man's civil rights were violated by Honolulu police officers, deputy public defenders, doctors at the state mental hospital, and the State Department of Public Safety. Spriesterbach, who was homeless at the time, was arrested in Honolulu in 2017 after he fell asleep on the sidewalk. He was arrested for crimes actually committed by another man who turned out to be a convicted drug user, car thief, and burglar who had an outstanding warrant at the time. State hospital officials, allegedly labeled Spriesterbach as delusional because he insisted that he wasn't the other guy.
I do remember this story. Yeah.
And they gave him powerful antipsychotic medication.
That'll mess you up.
They said, I'm not that guy. Yes, you are. Well, he wasn't that guy.
How did they find out that he wasn't that guy?
I'm not sure exactly how they finally figured it out.
Well, now we know how to get powerful narcotics just so you're not that guy. I'm not Craig Evans.
I'm not that guy. Wink, wink.
They said, yes, you are, and to prove it, we'll give you this heavy-duty medication.
And they dosed him for 2 years in the hospital?
I forget how they figured it out.
We all watched the movies. They put the pill under their tongue and showed the nurse they took it and then spit it out.
He's ordering like a 23andMe to be delivered to the hospital.
No, this sounds like Cuckoo's Nest.
It does. Yeah. Yeah.
That might actually be worse than...
Did Chief smother him and bust out?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that might be worse than being locked up in prison wrongfully.
Right.
being locked up in a mental hospital heavily medicated against your will. And
maybe, but prison still ass butt stuff, you know.
Against your will is the key there.
Ass butt stuff.
I'm tired, man. I'm sorry. That's the end of the show stuff. That should have been That should have been tomorrow at 9:30.
We ain't there yet.
I know I'm not.
We ain't there yet.
I know.
Tomorrow's going to be a disaster.
It is. And Menker's going to walk in.
That'll help.
I don't think any of the antipsychotic medication would be that good of a buzz.
No, I don't think so either. I only think about the mental hospital. You got three squares. You got a nice bed. In hospital, there's ass butt stuff. No, excuse me. Not hospital. In prison, there's ass butt stuff.
Yeah, but you're hanging out with a bunch of crazies.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. And the nurse gets pissed at you and lobotomizes you. Yeah. And you're done.
Then you're done. Yeah, you're right. And Chief kills you and busts out.
I mean, they both suck, but I mean, the mental hospital, I mean, that seems like another level of hell.
A true mental hospital, yeah. Right. But you are in Hawaii. It's beautiful out. Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah. If I get some yard
time. Decent view.
Yeah. And the ass butt stuff is probably consensual.
Ideally.
You want to make sure.
Ideally.
Probably consensual is not a good definition.
So people have a hard time making up their minds on this stupid question.
Will we, Craig?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have a hard time even coming up with some sort of interest in answering it.
Also, we have to answer this. Gun to head, we have to answer this.
I guess.
Okay,
yeah. And it's stupid.
This can't be an I don't care.
Sure it can.
Because it obviously is.
Well, no. It is an I don't care, but we need to make it more.
All right. Yes, we will. I guarantee you.
Sounds like most stuff.
I'll help you out.
Yeah, it is. If you could have access to only one kind of eating utensil.
Oh, this is stupid.
For the rest of your miserable life.
Spoon.
What would it be?
Spoon.
Would it be chopsticks?
Nope.
Would it be a knife?
Although I'm pretty good with chopsticks.
Would it be a knife?
No, I got teeth.
Would it be a spoon?
Yes.
Would it be a fork? Or a spork?
I'd go spork.
They should not offer the spork. But you still can't eat soup with a spork.
I think you can.
A little bit.
Sure you could.
But there's a lot more things you can't eat with a spoon. Like, how are you going to eat a salad or macaroni or something?
Macaroni you can eat with a spoon.
Salad you can eat with a spoon? Come on.
But like a spaghetti. Like, you couldn't.
Yes, you can.
You'd have problems with that.
No.
Yeah, you'd have to cut it.
That would be
problematic.
I'd pick a spoon over a fork, but they're giving you the spork.
Yeah,
the
spork is an
option. You shouldn't give the spork option. We'll take the spork.
The spork shouldn't be in there. Otherwise, it's just give you a Swiss Army knife.
Right.
It's pretty much even between spoon, fork, and spork.
It should be spork.
22-23% for each of them.
Do the spoon and fork bozos know that a spork is both of those? Now I'm pissing these people.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I would have said spoon over fork, but to give me a spork, I'm there.
Yes.
No question.
You have to go spork.
You have to go spork or you're dumb.
18% said they would just use a knife.
No.
Right. Unless that doesn't make any sense at all.
No. I have to quit saying knife.
Yeah. I will give them knife, though. Otherwise, if you go spoon or fork, you got to go spork.
It's total spork.
If you're knife.
I'm not giving you a knife either. I'm picking spork over knife.
For knife.
This actually pissed me off, this story.
And if you just go knife, a lot of times you have to hold down whatever you're cutting
with
a fork and then use the knife.
Apparently this is stab your food. You could stab it.
I'll give you a knife. I'll give you a knife over spork or spoon separately, but spork over
you
knife.
You need a spoon in there somewhere.
You do.
So spork has to be the answer.
Right.
Did you say foon?
Yeah. Shut up.
That'd be hilarious. 4% of us.
A foon is what? A fork and a spoon. So yeah, why is that to be called a spork? Can't be a foon.
Yeah, it could have easily
been a foon.
It could have been. Yeah.
4% of us would choose.
And we'd be laughing at spork then. Oh, spork.
10% of us are too stupid to even come up with an answer on this.
How many 10%?
First of all, I'm pretty good with chopsticks. I can handle those, but I'm not going to choose those. You know.
Yeah, it's tough to get soup.
In that culture, you probably just pick that because you're really good at them.
Well, yeah.
You
know?
I mean, I'm good with sushi and chopsticks.
Yeah. I guess with soup, you just lift the bowl up to your fat head.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Same with cereal. Yeah. Cereal is tough with the chopsticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be impossible if you picked fork. No, you'd have a hard time with cereal for the rest of your life.
Spoon over fork, but spork over both.
Yes, exactly. Right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Rachel Levin has a book out called Look Big. It is about how to survive most animal encounters.
Oh, kidding.
Keep this in mind when you're walking around the lake.
I am.
There's bears and deer and elk and mountain lions.
You just tell the bear you're not going to the bathroom. He goes, okay.
Mountain lions.
She breaks down, in this book, Look Big, she breaks down how to handle different kinds of animals and animal attacks common in North America.
I would like to know this because, you know, not that I'm in the woods.
We just have three or four here.
Okay.
She deals with 50 in her book.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of animals that
They say just avoid the squirrel right. Eventually. If you see a squirrel, just don't feed it.
No, run. That's what they say about snakes.
I'll just avoid the snake.
Rattlesnake. Yeah. Don't get near it.
Don't get near it, right.
That's the only thing. What if you are?
Yeah.
And they say, leave it alone. Give it a good 15 feet.
The myth that baby rattlesnakes can't control their venom and are more dangerous than full-grown rattlesnakes who can is not true.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
They can both hurt you.
Apparently, if you accidentally step on a rattlesnake and get bitten, you're not supposed to run.
Speeds up your heart.
Right.
Yeah, it lets the venom seep into your bloodstream faster.
It circulates the venom throughout your body then.
But you know, I'm going to be so bummed out. I got freaked out. I got bit. My heart's going to pump anyway, so I'm dead either way.
Okay, but running will make it worse.
We all watch a scene from when he kills Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's the point of the article.
Right.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to run, but I'm just standing there. I'm going to freak out. I just got bit. My heart's going to pump no matter what.
Don't even read the book then.
Yeah.
But even with that, running will make it go faster.
I won't do that.
Even faster.
Don't put a tourniquet on it. That's outdated advice. Just call poison control. Apparently, a sunny 90-degree day is snake weather. Don't wear flip-flops. Wear boots instead in 90-degree weather. And your long, sturdy pants like jeans.
How many rattlesnakes are in the desert, Todd?
A bunch, but in the desert, I have never encountered one.
Every time I'm down, every time I'm in Phoenix, I do hike, but I have never seen one, and I don't want to see one.
Like when I went hiking a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, that was prime rattlesnake time, but I didn't see anything.
What would you do if you saw one? Shoot it?
Back away? Yeah. You just back off.
They say Boogie peek just under
backs
a log.
Off, man. Yeah. Boogie just backs off. Boogie knows don't mess with the snake, man.
They say to peek under the log before sitting on it.
You boogie around it, man.
Shake out your sleeping bag. If you got to get off the trail to urinate, toss a few pebbles first.
Todd pees in the sleeping bag. So how do you do that? What do you do with that?
That just makes the snake mad.
Yeah, that snake's not going in that sleeping bag.
Like if you hit a ball way off course.
Right.
In the desert,
they
always advise you to, if you're going to go get that ball, take a club with you in case you encounter a rattlesnake.
Just slapping a club. I'd miss that, too.
Some kind of defense.
According to one study, most snake bites occur on people's hands and forearms. What that means is
they're doing that.
They're reaching down for something.
They're grabbing the snake.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, or the golf ball.
That seems like a horrible idea.
Well, yeah, but people like to grab a hold of the snake. You know, they've seen it on TV.
Right. I think you can do it.
Just get him behind the head. That's nothing.
All I got to do is right there and then melt the venom out of him. Make the end of venom. We're good.
You run into a mountain lion.
That's what I want to know.
Look big, look alive, stand tall, stare the lion in the eye.
God. When you take walks like that, you should wear a cape.
I know.
Yeah.
Like huge.
Open your coat.
You're saying I don't.
Yeah. Open your coat.
I'm cape man.
Right. The underwear outside your pants and a cape.
Grab your kids without bending over.
This is my walking cape.
Don't run because a mountain lion will catch you.
Yeah.
Yes, he
but
will.
Don't just stand there either.
Walk towards them and say, come on, get some.
If you just stand there looking scared, it suggests you're easy prey.
Oh.
Instead, intimidate. Wave your arms. Yell. Scream. Throw stuff. If attacked, give them hell, they say.
What are the odds that, I mean, I'm sure you haven't read the whole book, but if anybody's listening might even know more. If you're waving your arms at a mountain lion and freaking out, what are the odds the mountain lion is just more pissed off at you because you're doing that?
That's what I was going to say.
I mean, do they know for sure? They know obviously more than we do. I'm just asking for anybody listening.
Yeah, I think you're giving a little too much critical thinking credit.
I know.
This whole book sounds like how to piss off the animal that's about to kill you.
But if you don't sit there, like Craig said, you're easy prey. I believe her. She wrote the book, so she figured it out. Well, she asked experts.
Yeah, it's beyond pissing them off. It's scaring them. Yeah.
Throw the rock at the thing that's already mad at you.
I understand looking in the eye and going, yeah. But if I throw something at it, that's going to go, oh, no, dude, I wasn't going to. Now
that's
you're
a sign of aggression.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there was a viral video quite a while ago of a guy who got followed for a long time.
Oh, I remember that. That's freaky.
By a mountain lion, and he finally got rid of it by throwing rocks at it. He turned around.
Remember, he's walking real slowly, and it's just praying.
Yeah.
All that.
It's on like a cliff, kind of following him, stalking.
Keeps following him. He finally stops. He does the look big thing, and then starts throwing rocks at it, and it went away.
Did he bend down to pick up the rocks?
Well, he was far enough away.
Where
I think he was following him. It keep following me because it could have smelled my ass, because I'm just pooping the whole time backing up. Yeah. That video is tough to watch.
Yeah.
You know it ends up good, but you still freak out the whole time you're watching.
Yeah, because it takes several minutes.
All right.
So you need to walk with a cape and a rock in your hand.
Right.
Once again, who says that's not what I do? And I'm happy to see you.
Ibuprofen in your ears.
No, see, that's a bad idea. Then you can't hear it.
Somebody's going to see me now when I walk around the lake. Hey, where's your cape at, Tyler? Because I get recognized around there.
He's got a cape and a rock in his hand and his underwear is over his pants, I'm guessing he doesn't need the ibuprofen in his ears to keep people away.
Yeah, I don't get people who have to have something in their ear on the trail.
No.
First of all, they can't hear you when you're coming up. Say you're biking.
I think part of you, I'm the exact same way. I don't listen to anything in my ears when I'm doing anything exercise-wise because I want to have, I wear these all damn day. So yeah. I'm with you on that. Maybe we come from that angle.
Well, the ringing and the voices are fine with me.
They're enough for me, too. Plus, I want to hear if there's a bear or a lion chasing my ass.
That, too.
So what about this? What's
the
next?
How many times have you been coming up on somebody
all the time.
Who's walking?
They freak.
And you're on a bike, and you say, on your right, they don't hear you. On your left, they don't hear you. And then when you get within their periphery, they jump about four feet in the air.
Right.
It's like, pay attention.
Right.
See, I always used to wear my earbuds when I was at the gym.
That's okay.
But outside, I think you need to maintain some sort of awareness.
Right, but they don't, though. Todd's right.
You know?
I just put ibuprofen in my ears if you got to listen to the whole show.
I mean,
what's
you guys...
next? A lion and a bear. No, we didn't do a bear yet, right?
Yeah, I don't think four. I don't think she covered the bear in this article.
We got alligator next.
Okay. I do want to know this one, although I think I've heard what you do.
Run.
Stay away from it. You run,
Run, screaming.
Yep.
Zigzag, straight line, doesn't matter. Right. Alligators might be the only predators in the world that you have a shot at beating in a race.
Yep.
They rarely pursue on land.
Yep.
Around water, you're in trouble.
Yep.
Alligators will ambush. They latch on to prey, rolling underwater until it's drowned. Humans are not easy eating. You got to put up a decent fight. And the alligator might decide to ditch you.
Yeah.
They preferred not to contend with violently struggling prey. Scream, splash, kick.
Yeah, I'm not going to get near the water. But
punch the gator in the snout or gouge out the eyes. No guarantees, but it has worked before, according to Alan Woodward of Florida's Fish and Wildlife Research Institute.
What's what worked for Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
He just knocked that out.
That's right. Another great documentary.
Right.
And what's the fourth animal?
Well, and donkeys. To avoid getting into a dangerous donkey situation.
Have you run across
I never
these?
Want to be in one of those.
I love that's a great band name. Dangerous donkey situation, man.
How often are donkeys in the wild?
West of Las Vegas that are just thick with wild donkeys, and they're fearless. They'll walk up to you because obviously people have fed them before.
Right.
And they will walk right up to you.
They say intact males, because you should geld your donkey.
Yeah.
Intact males are less predictable than stallions.
Is that a male with a still got a penis?
Yes.
Got it.
The ungelded donkey.
What about an ungelded goat, puss? What do they got? What are they packing? Oh, apparently two fingers flipped me off.
Read the signals of the ungelded donkey. Its ears back, tail swishing, head swinging. Not good. Never turn your back on a jack. They say, is a good motto.
How could they, besides running you down and stepping on you, is that how they hurt you then?
They could kick you.
They could kick.
If you get behind them, they'll kick the hell out of you.
That's right.
They say
donkey
don't
punch
corner
you,
it.
Too, in the right position.
That's all you have to do is you have to punch them first.
Yeah.
Don't corner it or enter the enclosure of a donkey you don't know, and definitely steer clear of its rear.
Yeah. That's not for that goats, puss. That's not good.
No, there are places in the Southwest where they are just wild and thick.
Oh, you mean like
that's an odd thing to know about them.
You mean their haunches or their junk?
Population wise,
got it. All right.
Well,
many
is a
many donkeys per square mile.
Yeah.
Thought you were a donkey size queen.
Yeah, this for donkeys you don't know. I don't know any donkeys.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know a donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, they don't suggest that you punch the donkey.
No,
because they'll punch back.
All right.